Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Obsession, and look, I understand why they have the fullback. I get it. But to me, Kyle Juszczyk not being utilized as your second tight end and strictly at the fullback position, it's bad value. It's bad value financially, and it's bad value in terms of one guy being able to play multiple roles. The one evolution I would love for this team to see is get a legitimate H-back who can play tight end and fullback if you're so obsessed with the fullback position being utilized as your offense. Like, having that second guy who can be a pass catcher and a mauler in the run game is important for this offense. Find that guy.
Yeah, they haven't found that guy since Shanahan has been here. He's been here for 8 years. They haven't found that guy. Whether it was Ross Dwelly or... who is it? Braden Willis or Cam Latchin?
Charlie Warner.
They haven't found that guy. But also, you know what hurts? I think what hurts me the most, and I'll speak for myself here. When you watch last night, and they're getting steamrolled by Green Bay 38-10, and Green Bay obviously took it personal for what happened in the divisional round game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After losing that Super Bowl, we're so far away from it. And that's the harsh reality of walking out of Las Vegas knowing that it's going to be so hard to get back to that point once again. Everything lined up for them last season. Everything. Oh, you came back from 24-7 against Detroit because Detroit just simply hadn't been there yet with that group. Jared Goff had, but Dan Campbell hadn't been there. Ben Johnson hadn't been there. And you saw some of that in the fourth quarter of that football game. Jordan Love, obviously, hadn't been in the playoff position in the divisional round game. Now, it's one thing to beat up on Dallas. That's not a road game. They're so far away, Shasky, from getting back to the mountaintop, to getting to that Super Bowl. And you just wonder if they ever got right after leaving Las Vegas in the way they did. Not knowing the overtime rules. You can't unsee it. The lack of scoring after Patrick Mahomes' interception. You know, Christian McCaffrey fumbling. Deebo Samuel suffering a hamstring injury. Drake Greenlaw running off the sideline tearing his Achilles tendon. Their harsh reality is they're so far away again. And you just wonder how patient people are going to be with the head coach, with the quarterback, with the linebacker, with this core. Because you know what Teddy Bruschi's saying this morning on Get Up? Here's what he's saying.
You described San Francisco as sort of the Cincinnati of the NFC. So close, so many times, coming up short. At some point, it just takes a lot out of you.
It's a lot of long foul balls in the playoffs, you know, losing at various different rounds, and all of a sudden you're playing extra games, and all of a sudden now you're getting everybody hurt, and you really don't have any validation in terms of what all the work was for. Okay, they look tired. They look tired. They look like they've been playing a lot of football games, losing the quarterback, losing the D-line, everybody, you're not tackling well. That's just like, it's such a long season. It looked like they were tired.
Mentally tired, physically tired, beat up.
Losing the way that they have, it takes a huge chunk out of you emotionally and spiritually. It's undeniable. We already saw this with the Harbaugh era.
Yeah.
Like that. There are similarities to the Harbaugh era where it feels like their last great push was last year, and the way that they lost in the fashion that they did, and then their age and everything, it all caught up to them. It was like the perfect recipe for a giant letdown this year. That being said, like, I agree with you. They feel so far away from being like contender. Give me a break. Like, give me a break. Okay. That being said, it is the NFL, and things do flip
quickly.
It's
a year-to-year league,
like,
no
the
doubt.
Commanders look like a lifeless organization a year ago. They get the quarterback right. It feels like they got the coach right. And they've lost three in a row, but you can see there's hope. Like, they moving forward.
No doubt.
I'll give this team the benefit of the doubt in terms of they have proven to me that they can make moves and they can figure it out, and they have drafted well. Like, this year's rookie class, Dominic Pooney's worst game was yesterday.
Yeah.
He's been outstanding all year. Renardo Green should have made a couple of plays yesterday. For the most part, I think he's been pretty good at quarterback.
He's been solid.
You know, Mustafa had three big whoa hits. He dropped an interception, but he had some whoa hits. Tig Brown has played well at times. I don't think yesterday was his best game.
No.
There is talent. Like, I'm talking about the young guys.
No, yeah, they could bounce back.
There is talent, but today they do. I can't, like, be saying the word contender. I feel like a moron.
Well, with this core, with the Debos, with the Bosas, we'll see what happens with Bosa.
Where's Ayuk?
When is he going to come back? Where's Brendan Ayuk at? When they lost Super Bowl 54 to Kansas City, that first one in Miami, and you got George Kittle saying, "I will be back," as the segment is sponsored by Go to Stay, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStayLumber.com. It felt like it was the beginning of a run, and it has been. The next 5 years, from 2019 to 2024, has been magical. You're just missing that one piece, the Lombardi Trophy. They've had some great, iconic wins, moments, memories, great times. But it felt like with this core, it feels like with this core, because there will be changes. Like, I can't see Debo on this team next year. I just can't. I think Debo's playing his final six games as a member of the San Francisco 49ers. And think about how it's ending. Think about how it's ending. He's going to be more known for this season for checking Tabor Pepper, the long snapper of the team, than he is making a play. And I'm not blaming Debo, but he's been kind of, when you say front runner, we think about everything that's happened in the last 5 years and all the trash talk after losing to Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. Now, Debo stood on business, and he backed it up.
Yeah,
and he had an all-time game in Philadelphia, scored three touchdowns. But then even this year in the podcast saying, you know, we've been the best team over the last 4 years. We've been the best team. It just seems like it's a silly thing to say.
I would agree.
When you don't hoist that Lombardi. It's like, yeah, you may have had the best opportunities to win, but you haven't been the best team.
Would you? What do you think about the whole Vernon Davis thing at the end? Because when Vernon Davis was at the end of his 9 or 10 year, it felt like he kind of tapped out. Like, that's the way I viewed it. Like, I felt like he kind of tapped out emotionally, physically. And it was like he wanted out. He wanted them to pull the ripcord. And a lot of time has passed between, you know, whatever, 2015, I think he was traded from the Niners. I still love Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
It didn't end well, you know, but I still love Vernon Davis. I feel like Debo, I'm a love down the line. And I know there's a lot of people angry at him today. I'm not going to remember 10 years from now whether he was on a podium or not. Not like, I will remember some of the ridiculousness, you know, of the tweeting and back and forth and the dumb podcast. We'll laugh about those things. But I don't think I'm going to remember him as a Gladiator and as a Niner.
Yeah,
but,
no doubt.
But I get your point of view. In real time, it is tough to digest.
Right now, it's tough to digest. And you don't think it's a big deal going to the podium. And look, I understand why a lot of people don't think, oh, he's mad after a loss. But when you talk the way you do, and you just had to tweet at T.O. last week, who, whether you like T.O. or not, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's in Canton, Ohio with the Gold Blazer. All right? Terrell Owens, the one of the three best wide receivers I've ever seen in my life. It's Rice. It's T.O. It's Randy Moss. It starts there for me in my top three. And I know people love Megatron and Larry Fitzgerald, but those are my three. When you clap back at T.O. and then you put out that performance on Sunday and a ball goes right through your hands, not once but twice, and you don't have an impact, and you have one touch for 21 yards, backing up a Seattle game where you have four catches for 22 or whatnot, and you can't gain separation. And a guy at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame is yucking it up with Guru and I earlier this offseason saying, who's the guy I would roll with? It's not Deebo Samuel. And I'm like, wow, this is an all-time Niner saying that. An all-time Niner telling Guru and I that he would not roll with Deebo Samuel moving forward. It doesn't look good. And from a leader who's wearing the C, what leadership qualities has he shown over the last 3 weeks?
Okay, the last 3 weeks is hard to defend, but I have a tough time ripping Deebo when the guy's literally carried this team at times for long stretches. I'm talking months at times. And I know, like, the Super Bowl was bad. The last couple weeks are bad. The leadership qualities aren't great. I don't consider him one of the spiritual leaders of this team in terms of heartbeat. That's like a Kittle.
Well, he comes out with the boombox. He comes out with the boombox with Trent.
No, but that's more of an intimidation thing.
Yeah, no doubt. But he comes out with the boombox with Trent. And I'm not blaming Deebo because it's not his fault. Yesterday, the whole team sucked. Coaching, the quarterback staff, the bus driver on the way to the stadium, you know, the pastor Earl, they all sucked yesterday. They all sucked. It's not just Deebo. But Deebo kind of epitomizes what's gone wrong with this football team. The front-running kind of nature of what's been going on with this football team. He's kind of at the front of it.
Yeah, but he's suiting up, right? Like, so, and he also reworked his money.
He's not doing nothing.
I know, but
he's been hurt.
Okay, but he also reworked his money to be able to play this year because he wanted to be on this team. So, like, to me, of the guys that are, you know, complaining about money and this, that, and the other, like, he's out there. You know what I mean? He had a 90-yard return that was called back because of a hold, which is out of his control. He can't control the quarterback fumbling in the pocket. He can't control the offensive line.
No, that was a bad play. He can control his route running.
I don't know.
He can control his route running, right? He can't get open. Like, we literally have wide receivers who can't get off a press man.
But he hasn't been able to get open for 5 years. Like, that's
no,
not,
that's not true. That's not true.
I mean, he's that's been not a true. He got open against Detroit.
He's gotten open against Detroit in the NFC Championship game. I just look for one of my leaders. One of my leaders was not there to be counted on yesterday. And that's disappointing. And I'm a Deebo guy. I love Deebo Samuel. Love him.
I walked away from that game, and I get the point of view.
Trust
me.
I'm not walking away from that game just blaming Deebo. I want to let me make myself clear. It's not just Deebo. There's a plethora of things that went wrong yesterday. But when I look at my captain, one of my playmakers, he did not show up yesterday. And he did not show up the last 2 weeks. Juwan Jennings has been a better wide receiver and a better
Jennings
playmaker.
Juwan Jennings hasn't talked to reporters for weeks. He has, and then Juwan is
doesn't
like,
need
on,
to. Well, he produces on the field.
No, I know, but
he shows up.
He's also like, he literally has not spoken to reporters after
That's
games
fine.
In weeks.
That's fine. He shows up on Sundays.
No doubt.
He makes
He's
plays.
He's getting targeted.
He makes plays. He's also not the captain of the team. He's also not making top dollar.
That's a good point.
He's not also one of my premium money makers and premium playmakers.
Look, I'm just saying, like, of all the guys to be mad at this morning, I'm not that mad at Deebo.
I'm not mad at Deebo at all. I'm just calling it like it is. I'm not mad at all. I didn't lose an ounce of sleep over the loss yesterday. Believe that. But I'm looking at Deebo Samuel as one of the captains, as one of the guys who's on the side of Levi's Stadium with the big posters and everything. Come on, man. One catch, 21 yards. I don't need Juwan to talk to the press the rest of the season. He's done what he's had to do.
Well, I love Juwan. I'm just using that as an example that not everyone talks to me every time.
It's not about that. It's about the playmakers, the captain. He's got the C on his chest, Jasky. He's got the C on his chest as one of the playmakers, as one of the leaders, as one of the captains who changes his jersey number, who comes out the blue box, who has the podcast, who goes out with Kay Adams, who tweets all the time. And he has not showed up the last 2 weeks after doing what he did to Taper Pepper. Those are the facts.
I'm not arguing those facts.
I'm just saying.
You know, but he's also not getting targeted, and he's not getting touches. And when he was, not much was happening. But, I mean, one of the
He's not getting targeted because he can't get open. Well, he literally can't get open. He can't be press man. One of my premium playmakers can't be press man. And I got a problem with that. I'm not blaming Debo. I want to be clear. I'm not blaming him. But I look at the top. When I look at my team and I start pointing fingers left and right, look at the head coach, we look at quarterback, and I look at my premium guys. And my premium guy who was on the field yesterday and on the field last Sunday at Levi Stadium did not show up. He did not show up. It is what it is. All right, more coming up. Your fall calls. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Expert technicians check fluids, tire pressure.